Well, again, good morning, beloved. Thank you for inviting me into your homes so we can start our mornings together by reading God's Word. Today, we are in Psalm 118. And it is thought that this psalm was adopted from a prayer of thanksgiving by an individual, perhaps a king, who was delivered by God from danger. It is sometimes entitled a song of victory. The psalm concludes with a description of a liturgical procession and an affirmation of God's eternal love. And as we begin this week, God's saving words for us are praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin reading Psalm 118 at verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, because he is good and his love is eternal. Let the people of Israel say, his love is eternal. Let the priests of God say, his love is eternal. Let all who worship him say, his love is eternal. In my distress I called to the Lord. He answered me, and he set me free. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? It is the Lord who helps me, and I will see my enemies defeated. It is better to trust in the Lord than to depend on people. It is better to trust in the Lord than to depend on human leaders. Many enemies were around me, but I destroyed them by the power of the Lord. They were around me on every side, but I destroyed them by the power of the Lord. They swarmed around me like bees, but they burned out as quickly as a brush fire. By the power of the Lord, I destroyed them. I was fiercely attacked and was being defeated, but the Lord helped me. The Lord makes me powerful and strong. He has saved me. Listen to the glad shouts of victory in the tents of God's people. The Lord's mighty power has done it. His power has brought us victory, his mighty power in battle. I will not die. Instead, I will live and proclaim what the Lord has done. He has punished me severely, but he has not let me die. Open to me the gates to the temple. I will go in and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. Only the righteous can come in. I praise you, Lord, because you heard me, because you have given me victory. The stone which the builders rejected as worthless turned out to be the most important of all. This was done by the Lord, and what a wonderful sight it is. This is the day of the Lord's victory. Let us be happy. Let us celebrate. Save us, Lord, save us. Give us success, O Lord. May God bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. From the temple of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God. He has been good to us. With branches in your hands, start the festival and march around the altar. You are my God, and I give you thanks. I will proclaim your greatness. Give thanks to the Lord because he is good, and his love is eternal. And today's key verse is Psalm 118, verse 28, where the psalmist writes, you are my God, and I give you thanks. I will proclaim your greatness. You know, beloved, we all find ourselves in battles one way or another. Maybe at work, maybe at church, maybe just in our social lives, friends and neighbors, whatever the case may be. Human nature, otherwise known as the flesh, will make sure that things always don't go smoothly between people, even between friends, because after all, we are flesh. And the way of the flesh is to want to, it's selfish. It wants to raise itself up above the rest. So, yes, problems arise, tribulations arise, and we go through them. But as this king, we are assuming that it was written by a king who has been victorious in battle, as he is writing, you know, he is able to give praise to the Lord, even though he was vastly outnumbered and overwhelmed, the Lord fought for him. In the same way, beloved, when things aren't going your way, that is not the time to resort to the flesh, to start, you know, fighting like the world fights. When things are not going your way is the precise time that we need to fall on our knees before God and let Him intervene for us, because truly the Lord is our victory. Amen. Let's pray. Praise to you, Lord God. You are always with me, and I need not fear. You are mighty and victorious. I give thanks to you because you are good and your love is eternal. You are my God, and I will proclaim your greatness. Amen. Well, again, these little times together, they have a beginning and a wonderful time in the Word of God, and then there's that ending. And that's where we've reached today, the end of our time together. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Psalm 128. It's a psalm of blessing. But until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.